This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam. I begin this reminder by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Him, the Almighty, the Majestic, the Exalted, to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is upon us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively for the numerous blessings that He has conferred upon us. And from these blessings is the fact that He has not created all of time equal. He has chosen certain passages of time to be more superior than other passages of time. And this is a huge blessing, a huge boon upon us, so that we may seize these seasons of goodness, these seasons of opportunity to get closer to Him, to secure His forgiveness, and to acquire many, many rewards, because rewards are multiplied during these special seasons. Now, we're just after the month of Ramadan, and we all know that the month of Ramadan is the best of months, a month that we yearn and wait for. We welcome this month, and our hearts are soft and supple during this month. We are attached to the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are attached to the words of our maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give out excessive charity. We try and do as many good deeds as possible. And no sooner Ramadan leaves, Allah azza wa jal, within a few weeks, within a month or two, blesses us with another season of goodness. And this season is known as the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. We are approaching the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and we are approaching these special days. And this reminder is, inshallah ta'ala, going to highlight the virtue, the merits of these special days. Now, we have a hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, there are no days on which righteous deeds are more beloved unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days, i.e. the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. It was also narrated from Anas radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there is no deed that is better before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or more greatly rewarded than a good deed done in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. This hadith is recorded by Imam al-Darimi, rahimahullah. So as you can see, the ahadith that I just shared, and there are others as well, indicate that these 10 days are the best 10 days of the entire year with no exception whatsoever. These 10 days are even better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. But I'd like to point out that the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better than the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Let me repeat so that there's no confusion whatsoever. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days are better than the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Okay, but the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better than the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Why? Because the last 10 nights, they include Laylatul Qadr. And we all know the virtue with regards to Laylatul Qadr. Our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is better than 1,000 months. So in passing, let me quickly mention that in terms of months, the best month is the month of Ramadan. In terms of days throughout the year, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the season that we're going to talk about, is the best of days. In terms of nights, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best nights. If you were to talk about a specific night, then Laylatul Qadr is the best night of the year. If you were to take a week, the best day within a week is Friday. And this is also based on the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he is reported to have said, along the lines of these words, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ, that the best of days upon which the sun has risen is Friday. خلاص. Now that we have discussed the passages of time, I'd like to now focus on these 10 days. I'd like to share a few action items that we can keep ourselves busy with during these special 10 days. The 10 days are rapidly approaching, and subhanAllah, we are in a time and an era where time is passing by rapidly, very fast. So let us prepare ourselves, just as how we prepared for the month of Ramadan. We've heard the teachings of the pious people of the past, that they would prepare months ahead for such seasons like the month of Ramadan. So similarly, now you have a few weeks prior to this season, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So let us start preparing ourselves mentally, spiritually, and physically to make the most out of these 10 days. Plan the 10 days. Schedule your time so that you make the most out of it and do as many good deeds as possible. So the first action item that I would like to share is fasting. And this act of worship, this act of ibadah is very close to our routine because we're just after the month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, you had the 6 fasts of Shawwal. And now here we are being blessed with another opportunity to bring in fasting into our routine to secure beautiful rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is sunnah to fast during the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So please make note, the 10th day, even though we include the 10th day within the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the 10th day is the day of Eid. And it is not permissible. It is actually haram for an individual to fast on the day of Eid, because this is against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why we clearly highlight that the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, it is sunnah to fast during these 9 days, and inshallah, fasting is a deed that Allah has chosen for Himself in terms of rewards. So it is a very powerful act of ibadah, and by indulging and by doing this act of worship, we are no doubt getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah we will reap rewards in abundance. May Allah azza wa jal help us to do so, and may He accept our fasts. Ameen. So the next action item that I would like to share is to read the tahmid, the tahleel, and the takbir abundantly. So what is tahmid? What is tahleel? What is takbir? Tahmid is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Tahleel is to say la ilaha illallah. And takbir is to glorify Allah azza wa jal by saying Allahu Akbar. Now Maika subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Hajj, this is the 28th ayah,
ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير.
So Umayka, he says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, so that they may witness manafi', benefits for themselves, and mention and remember the name of Allah فِي أَيَّامِ مَعْلُومَاتِ, on known days, أَلَمَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, over what He has provided for them of animals. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا, so eat of those animals. وَأَطْعِمُ الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ, and feed the ones in despair, and the faqir, the fuqara, the poor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to do so. So as you can see in this ayah, وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, during the 10 days, فِي أَيَّامِ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, in these known days, اُذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have a hadith, for example, the one that has been recorded in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days that are greater before Allah
or in which good deeds are more beloved to him than these 10 days, i.e. the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So recite a great deal of tahleel, recite a great deal of takbir, and recite a great deal of tahmeed during them. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, the narration goes along the lines of these words. But unfortunately, my dear brothers and sisters, the reading of the takbir during these 10 days has become an abandoned practice. It is an abandoned sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is upon us to revive this sunnah. It is a forgotten sunnah. So it is upon us to revive it. And remember, when you revive sunnahs that have been forgotten, that have been abandoned, you come under the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, whoever revives one of my sunnahs that has died out after I have gone will have a reward like that of every single person who does it without that detracting from their reward in the slightest. So inshallah ta'ala, now that I have mentioned it, let's say if those of you who are watching this video, you start to bring this into practice, then you are going to be rewarded and I am going to be rewarded as well, because I pointed you all towards this practice. And it doesn't end there. Let's say you share this video within your circles of influence, to your family, to your friends, and then they start practicing. Now, because it was through you that this video went to them and they were able to learn about this. So because of that, as they start practicing, they will be rewarded, you will be rewarded, and I will be rewarded as well. Along with that, if you go on to, based on this, educate others, there too you will share in on the reward, inshallah ta'ala. This is the beauty of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are so many beautiful ways, as you can see, to reap and acquire rewards. But unfortunately, you know, with the click of a button, we can earn rewards. But we don't hesitate at all to share things that are of no benefit whatsoever. We like those content, we like those pieces of, I don't know, things that float around, the content, the videos. We go on to share them. And some of them are, at times, of no benefit at all. Some are harmful. Some are sinful. May Allah protect us. But on the other hand, when it comes to messages of goodness, when it comes to the messages of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we tend to become heedless, and we don't give enough importance. May Allah azza wa jalla open doors of beneficial knowledge for all of us, and may He help us to share messages of goodness. May He help us to share the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah help us to share the teachings of the Quran. Ameen. So reading the takbir, this is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. You're saying Allah is the greatest. You're declaring that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. You're declaring your belief. And then you are thanking Allah. You're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are rendering gratitude unto Allah azza wa jalla. And the more you render gratitude, la in shakartum la azidannakum, Allah says, the more you render gratitude, I will definitely give you manifold, subhanallah. There are layers of emphasis. So the more you render gratitude, you are attracting abundance. You are attracting more blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla help us all to do so. Ameen. The last action item that I'd like to mention for this video before I conclude, and one before the last, is to get closer to the words of our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of the Quran, during the month of Ramadan, we developed this relationship with the Quran. We were reading the Quran a lot. We would go to the masajid and listen to the imam reading the Quran during Salatul Taraweeh. And we spent a lot of time with the Quran. But perhaps after the month of Ramadan, we got, you know, carried away, became busy with our, you know, schedules and whatnot. And maybe we kind of started to spend less time with the Quran. You can seize this season to revive it, to rekindle the spirit, to get closer to the Quran, to read the Quran, to study the Quran. As our Maker says in the Noble Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِنَا قُفَالُهَا. You know that tadabbur is the key thing. So Allah says, do they not ponder? Do they not reflect? Do they not make tadabbur over the Quran? Or am ala qulubina qufaluha? Or are there locks over their hearts? May Allah unlock our hearts. And may Allah protect us from our hearts becoming locked and sealed. I mean, so let us, initiate this. The reading of the Quran, the studying of the Quran, the pondering of over the Quran, the reflecting over the teachings of the Quran. May Allah help us to do so. May Allah make us from the people of the Quran. Ameen. The last action item that I'd like to share is the great sunnah, the great act of ibadah known as offering your udhiyah. Now, this is, we should talk about this individually and separately. But I'm going to be mentioning things in a summarized way here because we're just listing out the action items. It is from the Sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it is only applicable during these 10 days. And that's another point that I want to mention. You see, these 10 days, from the reasoning put forth by scholars with regards to why these 10 days are so virtuous and so full of merit is because when you look, perhaps this is the reason, when you look at the pillars of Islam, all of the pillars are incorporated within these 10 days, and this is not possible during any other passage of time. You are bearing witness that there is no deity of worship, there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger during these 10 days. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. You are offering your salah. Okay, that's happening during these 10 days as well. You are, what are the pillars of Islam? Qam salah wa itaw zakah wa sam ramadan wa hajjul bayt. So you are giving out your, you are able to, if you want to, give out your zakah during these 10 days. There are people who would choose to give it out in Ramadan, and there are those who can choose to give out during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah as well. Or even if your zakat anniversary does not fall on the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, you can give out a portion of your zakat during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Perhaps there is a zakat eligible cause, and you can capitalize on this season and give out your zakat during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. You are fasting during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah as well. And the last act of worship, and this is what makes these 10 days special, Hajj is not possible during any other passage of time. See, if you compare this with Ramadan, in Ramadan, yes, you are bearing witness that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. You are praying, you are giving out your zakat, you are fasting, but you are not able to perform Hajj during the month of Ramadan. So you are only able to fulfill four pillars from the pillars of Islam. But during this season, you are in a position to be able to fulfill all five pillars of the deen, subhanallah. And along with that, you are able to fulfill and perform this act of ibadah, the one that I'm talking about, only during this season, udhiyah. And it is something that has certain rulings attached to it. So for that, you can perhaps reach out to scholars that you trust and learn on how to fulfill this great act of worship. And it has become so easy today. You yourself need not go out and do it, subhanallah. There are organizations, there are scholars involved in doing it for you. All you have to do is support their projects, support their causes. And today things are so easy. With the mere click of a few buttons, you are able to contribute your udhiyah, contribute your qurban, and ensure that this udhiyah, this qurban, goes to families in need, the ones who are in a lot of difficulty, subhanallah. So with the help of Allah, we've been doing this for the past few years, and this year too, inshallah ta'ala, my team and I, as is our practice, with the permission of Allah, we will be traveling a day or two prior to the day of Eid towards marginalized and vulnerable communities, and we hope to spend the day of Eid with them, and we hope to offer the qurban and the udhiyah. And if you're willing to support our project, support our initiative, you can join hands with us, you can contribute to towards our project, and we will take responsibility of offering the udhiyah on your behalf, and we will have it distributed to vulnerable and very needy families. You see, we've had our food project since the month of Ramadan. We've been distributing food in the form of dry rations, in the form of rice, in the form of dal, to families that are in a lot of difficulty, because right now we're in the midst of a huge economic crisis. There's a global one going on, and there's a big local one going on as well, for those of you who've been following the news. So there are many families in a lot of difficulty. So we've been doing this project since Ramadan, and even after Ramadan, we've kept it active because the need is so dire. There are so many people reaching out for help. So we've kept it active, and we hope to merge it with the Udhiyah project, so that with the Udhiyah and the Qurban, we can add the dry rations to the Udhiyah, to the Qurban, and help more families, inshallah ta'ala. Just a few weeks ago, when we were on the food project, after distributing food to needy families, there were a few families that came forward and met me, subhanAllah. They had tears in their eyes. They were so full of gratitude. They were so happy that they had received food. And they went on to say that, you know, themselves and their children, they've not had meat since the last COVID lockdown in our country, subhanAllah. This moved me to think that there are families were struggling to make ends meet. Because at times when we look at our lives, I think you would agree, we're living in a bubble. You see, Allah has blessed us so much. We have a comfortable roof over our heads. We've got tasty food on our tables. Our pantries are stocked up. Our larders are stocked up. If we open our refrigerator, our freezers, subhanAllah, we have varieties of meat enough for weeks at time. At times on end, and we have gotten so used to it that we can't have one type of meat, you know, we get bored. So we've got this extensive menu set out for the entire week, where perhaps Monday it's meat and Tuesday it's chicken and Wednesday it's fish and Thursday it's shrimp and Friday it's mutton biryani or whatever it is. We've got this entire menu set out for the whole week, but there are families living close to us, subhanAllah, not too far away. They've not had meat for such a long time. So don't you think you and I, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have a responsibility to fulfill? So this message is out for those of you who are living locally, those of you who are living abroad. You can join hands with us and help the ones who are in a lot of difficulty with this, inshallah ta'ala. And that's the whole purpose of these seasons, you know, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving out sadaqah, by giving out your zakah, and helping as many, many people as possible, inshallah ta'ala. So with that, I conclude this reminder, and I look forward to talking to you all soon, inshallah ta'ala, in another video. So with that, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us all to make the most out of this season. May He help us to make the most out of every single second of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, every single minute of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. May He help us to act upon the action items that was shared in the best of ways with the right intentions, and may He accept it from us, and may He reward us manifold. With that, I conclude. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'waya, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, jazakumullahu khaira, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.